Chazor zeichen nishu baruch yachta shagav Rav Yehuda mesechus chulin daf yud test. Rav Huna name Rav Asi said the machlokes between Rav Yosi and Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan in our Mishnah is where the shoychet first cuts 2/3 of the trachea in the proper place and then incline and cut the remaining third above the proper place, above the large ring. In that case, Rabbanan hold that it's possible because the entire shechita needs to take place in the proper place. Rav Yosi holds that as long as most of the shechita took place in the proper place, it's considered as if the entire shechita took place over there. However, if the shoychet first shechted 1/3 outside the proper place and then shechted 2/3 in the proper place, everyone would agree the shechita is possible. Because when the animal dies, which happens when more than half of the trachea is cut, we need that it should die from a proper shechita, and that's lacking in this case. Rav Chisa said to Rav Huna, you should say the exact opposite. You say the machloek is where the shechet first shechted 1/3 outside the proper place and then shechted 2/3 in the proper place. In that case, Rabbi Yossi holds that this would be similar to the case of an animal that had a damaged trachea, so that it's already cut, that had a cut, let's say, went halfway through, and then Shomel shechted in a way that he extended the cut to slightly more than the halfway point, in which case it's a kasher shechita. The same would be true in this case. Rabbanan hold that this case is different than the animal with the damaged trachea, because in that case, the cut was in the proper place for the shechita, whereas in our Mishnah, the first third was outside the proper place of shechita. However, if the shechita first cuts 2/3 of the trachea in the proper place and then inclined and cut the remaining third outside the proper place, everyone would agree that the shechita is kosher, because a Mishnah teaches that cutting most of a siman is like cutting all of it. Rabbi Yosef said to Rav Chisda, maybe the Mishnah that teaches that cutting most of the siman is like cutting all of it is the view of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, not the Rabbanan. Abaye said, are you saying that whenever we say the rule that Rubei Kekula, it only follows Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef said, I'm specifically talking about the application of this rule to Shechita, because I have heard that they argue whether or not to apply this rule of Rubei Kekula to the case of Shechita. So Rav Yosef shechted 1/3 of a siman outside the proper place, a second third within the proper place, and the last third again outside the proper place. So Rav Huna, then Rav said it's kosher because the animal dies through a proper Shechita. It's in the proper place at the time of when it gets to more than half. And Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, said it's a trefa because we need most of the siman to be cut in a proper shechita, and that didn't happen. The Mark continues, if a shoychet shechted 1/3 of the siman in the proper place, a second third outside the proper place, and a last third again in the proper place, Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, said it's kosher, because it's good. They asked Rav Huna, and he said, it's not going to be kosher. When Rabbi Yehuda heard this, he became upset. He said, whatever I say is not kosher, he says is kosher. What I say is kosher, he says not kosher. Rav Huna said, he's right to be upset. Because first of all, he heard the ruling from Rav, whereas I use my own logic. Second, in this case, most of the cut was done in the proper place. Rav Chisda said to Rav Huna, so are you retracting your ruling? If you do, you're going to have to retract your ruling in the first case as well. In that case, you said it was kosher because the time of death happened during the cutting in the proper place. Using that logic, in the second case, the shechita should not be kosher because the time of death happened during a cutting which was taking place outside the proper place. So Rav Nachman went to Sura and they asked him, what's the halacha of the shechet shechted 1/3 of the siman in the proper place, a second third outside the proper place, and the last third again in the proper place? He said, that would be the case of Rabbi Elazar ben Menume, who said that a shechita done like the teeth of a comb, meaning it's like jagged, is kosher. Maybe Rabbi Elazar said that when the entire, maybe he only said that when the entire thing was within the proper place of the shechita. Rabbi said that would be poshut. The Gemara says it would not be so partial because we would have thought that maybe the shechita has to be a straight cut and that's it. Talking about weiter. If Kahana asked Rabbi Yehuda, what's the halacha if a shechet shechted 1/3 of the siman in the proper place, second third outside the proper place, last third again in the proper place? Rabbi Yehuda said, the kosher shechita. If Kahana asked, what about if the shechet shechted 1/3 of the siman outside the proper place, a second third within the proper place, and the last third again outside the proper place? Rabbi Yehuda said, shechita is possible. If Kahana asked, what if you cut through a hole that existed in the siman? Rabbi Yehuda said the shechita is kosher. Rabbi Kahana asked, what if he cut and reached a hole in the siman, meaning he cut from the place that didn't have a hole and eventually met up with a hole? Rabbi Yehuda said the shechita is going to be possible. Rabbi Abba repeated this to Rabbi Elazar, who then repeated it to Rabbi Yochanan, who asked, what's the difference between cutting through a hole and reaching a hole? Rabbi Elazar said cutting through a hole is like where a guy cut half the siman and a yid came and completed the cutting of the siman. Cutting and reaching a hole is like where a yid cut half the siman and a guy came and completed the cutting of the siman. Rabbi Yochanan didn't agree with this answer. Rava said Rabbi Yochanan is correct to disagree. When a yid cuts half the siman and a guy then completes it, the animal dies from the cutting of a guy. However, when there was a hole in the siman, the shechet's cutting is what causes the animal to die. So there's no difference whether he cut through a hole or he reached a hole. Okay, next Mishnah. If someone shechs from the side of the neck, the shechita is kosher. If someone does malika from the side of the neck, it's possible. If someone shechs from the back of the neck, from the oyev, it's possible. If you do malika from the back of the neck, it's kosher. If someone shechs from the front of the neck, kosher. You do malika from the front of the neck, possible. This is because, Dr. Mishnah, the back of the neck is only kosher for malika, and the front of the neck is only kosher for shechita. Therefore, what's kosher for shechita is possible for malika. What's kosher for malika is possible for shechita. What is the oyref referred to in the Mishnah? If it refers literally to the literal meaning of oyref, which means the back of the head, then even malika would be possible if it's done over there, because the pasuk says the malika has to be done mimul arpai, what faces the back of the head. meaning it's not the actual back of the head. Rather, the Gemara says it refers to the back of the neck. And there were a prusim sukkim that mimul arpa refers to the back of the neck.